much lovelier, prettier Harry than the one we spoke to earlier. Harry, you came in to, I've just looked it up, you came in January, and you sang a song about don't steal poems, write poems to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
How have you been? What's been happening since January?
So I released my debut EP yesterday.
Yesterday?
It came out in physical form. Mm-hmm. And then the single and its B-side are out on all streaming services with the music video.
You're very excited about this. To actually have and hold a CD in your hand with your picture, a lovely picture as well.
Thank you.
It's good. So tell me, how did the EP come about?
So when I entered Undiscovered, I was quite lucky because where I won it, they actually funded most of my EP.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's been quite smooth.
And what about the studio experience? Was that good as well? Did you
enjoy
that?
It was great. I worked with Dave Green at the Hermit Club in Brentwood. And I also worked with another producer that I worked with ages ago, Neil Ross.
Right, okay.
And so I worked with Dave on three of the EP tracks and then he remastered Accessory. And it was really good fun. He really like understands what you're going for and he's like good incentive to like make what you want and make it sound good.
It must be really good for you to hear a song that you've written in your head originally and then actually worked it out and how it's going to work and then giving it to somebody else and they've put their little bit of input in it and then you've got a finished sound. That's a bit weird.
No,
a bit surreal.
I like it. It's
good.
Great.
Well, that's the idea, as long as you like it. Initial reaction, what's the feedback been like so far from people?
Most of the feedback has been about the video.
Has it?
The song Accessory, because that's the thing that's out
on
services. Most people really like it.
Yeah, I watched the Accessory video this morning. It's really clever.
Thank you.
I don't know how you've done that, actually. You're good at that, aren't you?
Thank you.
Or have you got very good friends?
No, I filmed it with my mum and my boyfriend and my niece. My niece did the choreography of the dance.
Yeah.
So it was just us four, really. And my friend Connie helped with the photography of the Accessory.
Well, well done to all of you, especially you, Mum, because you did a really good job. I thought it was fantastic. Now then, you're going to play, we're going to hear the song from the EP, the studio version, but we're going to hear from you first. What are you going to sing for us?
I'll play Time.
Time.
Yeah.
And here, this is Harry, and this is Time.
Might want to play one first.
Shall we play the...
Yeah, let's play an EP track.
Let's play the EP track and come back to that, because you're a little bit out of tune. Yeah. It's like me singing, there we go. Right, is that going to work? There you go.
Time you've made me weak. My
that is the lovely Harry, who's live in the studio in just a second. Whoops, and that is her new EP, which launched yesterday. And we were just chatting there off air, and we just realised we went to the same school, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Emerson Park Comprehensive, it was Horngeorge Grammar in my day, but it's probably gone uphill from then. So the launch was yesterday at the school, and how did that go?
It was really good. I had a band.
Yeah.
It was Tristan Embleton and Sam Lachlan from the Dead Baby Birds, who have now split. And
Dead Baby Birds. Okay, right.
And Nicole from Let's Be Strange. We're all a little bit... We're all a part of Undiscovered. Okay. But we're all from different years and stuff. So.
Okay, okay. And a good reception? Lots of people turn up?
Yeah, it was really good.
All right, okay. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Time.
You're going to play Time? That's right. Right, let's just turn the guitar. All right, are we in tune now?
Yes.
Here we go.
Wish I could teleport time back when I was young. When I was dumb, things weren't so sublime. Oh, I was fascinated by the colors people created. Free speaking sound in my mind. I found sorry about that.
That's all right.
Do you want to start again?
Went wrong there.
Went quiet, but then we'll start again. One of the strings has gone completely out.
Oh, hang on, we'll have another tune up bit.
Jesus, what's going on with you today? Good at all.
This is live radio. It's supposed to happen like this, you see. Mum's on camera.
Yeah, Mum, leave the room.
No, don't leave the room. At this point, let's do it again, right. Ready, steady, off you go.
Something is really up with this guitar today.
I haven't got a spare.
We're going to have to put up with how out of tune it is because it just will not tune.
It's the heat.
Wish I could teleport time back when I was young. When I was dumb, things weren't so sublime. Oh, I was fascinated by the colours people created. Free speaking sound in my mind. I found the source to knowledge aims. I'm afraid there is no proof of the fountain at this time. I am so very pathological. Oh, so very psychological. Suffering the side effects of consciousness. I want unlimited time. Don't want a malfunction. Expiry dates to be forgotten. To be forever alive. I found the source and all it changed. I'm afraid there is no proof of the fountain at this time. I am so very pathological. Oh, so very psychological. Suffering the side effects of consciousness. Spectrum of emotions. Religion to potions. Fidelity and enmity combined. Irresolution. Finding revolution. I'll find a source and all the chains. And I will find a stream of proof of a fountain of this kind. I am so very pathological. Oh, so very psychological. Suffering the side effects of consciousness.
Live radio, that is Harry. Playing a song called Time. Now, how did that song come about? Tell me the story of that.
I think I had a bit of a fear of aging. I think I wrote in around year 11, so I was about 16.
Fear of aging. What are you worrying about? We all get old. Look at me. I'm quite old and I've still got my youthful looks, he said. I mean, I'm a mum. Yeah, there you go. So what is the process for you? How do you write your stuff? Is it the tune come first or the lyrics first or...?
A bit of both. I don't know. I like writing words, I think.
All right. Who are you listening to at the moment, apart from yourself? Who's your influences?
At the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Shawn Mendes.
All right.
Panic at the Disco.
Okay.
This artist from Canada called Megan Landry. I think she's unsigned, but I always listen to her.
And how do you listen to your music? I always ask youngsters this, and you are a youngster. How because there's so many different avenues. When Mum and I used to look, we had very little choice, and now there's so many choices. So how do you normally listen to your music? You know, how do you find out what's fresh and what's new?
I used to do it for YouTube. Now, I sometimes do that still, mm-hmm. but I use Spotify a lot now.
Yeah.
I still buy CDs.
You still buy CDs, okay. And of course you listen to Phoenix FM constantly. Is the right answer. Right, okay. And what have you been doing? Have you been out on the road since January?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of gigs. I've been doing a lot in Chelmsford. I've got another thing in Chelmsford next week. I think it's next week. Anyway, 30th of June. That's Fling Festival with Shaky.
So you must be good, otherwise they wouldn't ask you back, would they?
Yeah, usually my guitar's in tune as well.
This is how it happens. It doesn't matter. The guitar's been hot out there and now it's cold in here because we've got the air conditioning on. It's going to be too cold in here. Right, what are you going to sing for us next? Anything you like.
We can play another one on the EP.
All right,
we'll try and tune this up.
Okay, let's tune this up a bit. Right, how about Glass Mask?
Yeah, we can play Glass Mask.
Glass Mask is coming up, hopefully. He says, now the technology is just fantastic. Right, this should be Glass Mask. Really good. That is the new EP just launched yesterday, Anaphase by Harry, and Harry is here playing live in the studio in just a few moments.
Is your business suffering from rising energy costs? Then you need to give O&TT Smart a call. O&TT Smart are your local clean energy consultants based in Brentwood, who could save your business up to 15% on energy costs. As well as saving you money, they can also reduce waste and make your business more environmentally friendly. Be smart. Call Tony on 07910 947735 and see how O&TT Smart can help your business reduce energy bills.
At Crystal Communication Solutions, we offer a total, flexible and suitable solution to meet all your communication needs. From big, multi-site corporate clients to smaller, single office businesses, Crystal provides installation, maintenance and repairs, increasing the flexibility of your phone and communication systems, whilst reducing your costs too. Visit us at www.crystalcommunication.co.uk or call us on 0330 660 0120 for your free bespoke quote and see what you can save. Crystal Communication Solutions, the clear choice for your business communications.
No distances to run, no targets to beat, no fixed activities and no excuses. I'm Max Whitlock, gymnast and five-time Olympic medalist, and I'm doing the Active Essex Foundation Initiative, the 30-30 Essex Challenge. Just 30 minutes of physical activity for 30 days in June. You could improve your physical and mental health by simply doing an activity that you love. Join me and take the challenge. Visit 3030essex.com.
If you're looking for a new dining experience, come and visit us at Manuel's Portuguese Cuisine. Located in the heart of Shenfield, we offer delicious, freshly cooked food from both our lunchtime set menu and full evening menu. Our Sunday roasts, including our slow-cooked lamb, are a great way for your family to end the week. Call us on 01277 202738 to book your table or inquire about our opening times. Manuel's Portuguese Cuisine. Portugal at your doorstep.
Friday afternoon with Mike. It is, I've just spit. It's not Chase FM. It is the 1-2-3. On a Friday afternoon, and my special guest this afternoon is the lovely Harry. Anaphase. That's a good word. That's the title of your new EP. How did that come about?
Well, I was reading through my old biology A-level books, thinking of what should I write? And I wanted to write a song about, like, friendships breaking down. And I come across cell division, obviously. And then anaphase is, like, the part where it breaks apart. So I call the person who I fell out with Anna. So I say, Anna, Anna, I want you to release me. But, yeah, so I just called it anaphase. And then that ended up being the title track of the EP.
I wonder how many musicians have answered the question, how did you get that influence to that song? I was looking at my biology A-level. And you're the first, so well done on that. Right, you're going to play one more song for us. Oh, I know what I want to talk to you about. You've been, you're on the Screen's new album, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, Colin judged me in Undiscovered. Yeah. And then he asked me to come and do some backing vocals on The Watchmaker's Wife.
The album that I haven't heard yet, because it's not out yet, and he's promising to come in and debut that on this show. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm sure your contribution is wonderful. Right, what's coming up for you for the rest of the year?
I'm looking to start recording my album.
Okay.
And then I will try and keep promoting my EP.
Have you written the songs for your album? Are they in your head? They're all done. You've chosen the album, the contents and everything.
Yeah.
I've
decided
video ideas,
my artwork and everything.
Everything. It's all ready to go.
Done.
Right, we'll do it then. Okay? Just go and do it, and don't worry about the cost. Bank of Mum will pay for that. she's fallen off the table. Right, we're going to play for us last.
I'm going to play one that will go on the album.
Okay.
I think I've played it here before.
But, what's this called?
Sucrose Solution.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean, yeah. Right, off you go, young lady. Oh, wrong one. Hang on. Sorry. Whoa. That was you. Wrong button. Off you go.
What's going on with this cafe, sir?
whistling, but how is it so sunny? I love it, I love it, honey. Sucrose flavored solution to all my doubts and confusion. Blinded by your illusion, your sin is so great, I might suffocate when I taste you infusion. I'm under your spell, for you I fell. So I went down, down to your sound. I was floating like a cloud. You took my thunderstorms away, my cloud burst away from grey in the most peculiar way. I love hearing what you say. I go down, down to your sound. With you, I'm more than somebody. I don't want some revenge thirsty. Things you think you ought to do or be. I know about your sensitivity.
That was really, really good. By the way, I forgot to tell you this. 48 years ago-ish at Emerson Park School, previously known as Hornchurch Grammar School, another young man with a guitar did rather well as well. His name was Michael Oldfield.
Oh.
Tubular Bells. Did you know that?
No.
No. Yeah, Mike Oldfield. I was at school with him. He left, we did about a year together, but he was much older than me. He was briefly at Hornchurch Grammar School, and the headmaster, I think, removed him because he only wanted to do music in English, and the school was insisting he did another subject. But that's another story. Come back and see us when your album is ready. Good luck on the road. I'm sure your performance on the screens will be noticed, and your EP will do very, very well indeed. And I shall closely follow you, and the very, very best of luck. Above all else, and Mum will tell you this, enjoy what you're doing.
Thank you.
Enjoy it, all right? It's a huge trip, and it's a difficult road, and there's many, many people out there trying to do the same as you are, but you've got a lovely voice, and your songs are really good. The EP sounds great, so
thank
all
you.
The best, and come back and see us soon, all right?
Of course.
Thank you very much indeed.